This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Fierce fighting continues to rage across Afghanistan, where officials reported on Tuesday that security forces had reversed some of the recent advances by the Taliban. Taliban insurgents have dramatically expanded their area of control since the foreign troop pullout process formally started on May the 1st, overrunning about 60 districts and inflicting heavy casualties on U.S.-trained Afghan security forces. The insurgent gains have fueled fears that a Taliban return to power is inevitable after all international soldiers leave Afghanistan by a September 11th deadline. Afghan authorities said Tuesday that government security forces evicted the Taliban from several districts in northern and northeastern provinces of Balkh, Baghlan, and Kunduz during overnight fighting, killing dozens of insurgents. A Taliban spokesman rejected those claims as propaganda. It was not possible to seek independent verification of either of the statements. Both sides often issue inflated claims about their battlefield activities. The World Bank announced a partnership with the African Union on Tuesday to finance the acquisition and distribution of COVID-19 vaccine for 400 million people in Africa. The announcement comes a day after African finance ministers and the World Bank Group met to fast-track vaccine acquisition on the continent and avoid a third wave of COVID-19. The project will be a big step toward helping the African Union meet its goal to vaccinate 60% of the continent's population by 2022. The World Bank has already approved operations to support vaccine rollouts in 36 countries. This is VOA News. The head of the World Food Program, David Beasley, said Tuesday that more than a million people in southern Madagascar are approaching starvation. He said some 14,000 are already in famine-like conditions. Beasley spoke to a small group of reporters about the conditions he saw during his trip last week to the East African nation. He said the situation is, quote, something you see in a horror movie. He described people subsisting on mud and cactus flowers and seeing hundreds of emaciated children with skin sagging on their limbs. The country has suffered a series of successive droughts since 2014, leading to poor harvests. Beasley said his agency needs $78.6 million to get 1.3 million people through the lean season, which will begin in September and run through March. World Food Program is also monitoring food crises in Ethiopia, South Sudan, Yemen, Nigeria, and Burkina Faso. Beasley said the world is in his words, unprecedented waters, with food shortages unlike anything seen since World War II. WFP said Tuesday that 41 million people are on the brink of famine in 43 countries. That's up from 27 million people in 2019. Hollywood actress and refugee advocate Angelina Jolie has visited war-weakened Burkina Faso to show solidarity with people who continue to welcome the displaced despite grappling with their own insecurity. Jolie says the world isn't doing enough to help. As special envoy to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, she marked World Refugee Day on Sunday in a refugee camp in the Sahel. Burkina Faso has been battling a five-year Islamic insurgency linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. It's killed thousands and displaced more than 1 million people. Meanwhile, it's also hosting more than 22,000 refugees, the majority of them fleeing violence in neighboring Mali. Belarus's foreign ministry said Tuesday that Minsk perceives Western sanctions against the Eastern European country as a near declaration of economic war. The ministry issued the statement a day after the United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada all said they would place sanctions on several top Belarusian officials. That action was in response to Belarus forcing a passenger plane bound for Lithuania to land in Minsk on May 23rd. While the plane was on the ground, Belarusian security forces arrested a dissident journalist who had been on board. The journalist, Roman Protasevich, co-founded a channel on the messaging app that helped organize protests against the government of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.